Now that you stand, take a moment to feel yourself standing in your space and notice the way how you are distributing your weight over your feet. Do you feel, is it evenly distributed over both legs? Do you have more weight over one side? Do you feel a difference between the front of the feet, like near the toes, the ball of the foot, and the heels? Get a sense for your legs from the ankles up to the knees, from the knees up to your hip joints. Observe, where's your pelvis? Can you sense your pelvis in standing? And then you are get a sense for the length of your spine, how your chest relates to your pelvis, your arms, and the positioning of your head on top of the spine. Notice as your head feels right being on top of the spine, slightly tilted to one side, when you sense the distance between the right ear and the right shoulder, and the left ear and the left shoulder. Start with a very small movement of tilting your head slightly to the right, and then bring the head back to its starting place. A small, small movement. So tilting means that the head does not turn, but that the head begins to do a side bending motion so that the right ear moves in the direction of the right shoulder. So a small movement. And notice when you do just like this little side tilting, is it only the head moving? Is there something happening in your back? Can you sense this movement of slightly tilting the head to the right all the way down to your feet? Does the pressure underneath your feet shifts in any way when you do a gentle slight tilting? And is there anything happening so the head is on top of the spine? Can you feel any connection to your spine when you tilt the head to the right? What happens through your spine? Is it a movement only in your neck? Can you feel it further through yourself? Do you feel something happening in your chest? And then begin to explore the other side gently. So a gentle side tilting of the head, or let's call it more from the head, like so. Because it's not only the head that moves, it's this. You move from there. What happens now through your back, through your spine, through your chest? Do you feel this movement in your pelvis? Do you feel that movement underneath your feet in any way? And sometimes we may feel something happening. And don't think that you have to make the movement bigger, like that you have to swing wildly to the side in order to feel something all the way down to your feet. Just see how it is at the beginning of this lesson. Then gently tilt your head from one side to the other side. Notice if it is easier to one side or the other side, if you have like a personal preference tilting the head. Yeah? Good. And then leave that and please lay down on your back. Get a sense for how you are resting on the floor. how much of your chest is resting on the floor, and how you sense your breathing happening, the movement in your chest. Where in your chest do you feel movement? And then please bend your right foot, or bend your right leg, so that your right foot is standing on the floor. The left leg remains long. Good. And interlace your hands and place those interlaced hands behind your head, so that the back of the head is really resting in those interlaced hands. And you can let the elbows hang down towards the floor. You may notice for some of us, the elbows touch the floor. For others, they may not touch, or maybe one side feels lower, just like what feels comfortable to you. Now, keep your head in your interlaced hands. So don't begin to roll your head, but do a side bending motion of your head together with your arms to your right. So it is that the arms slide over to the right together with the head, and a small movement, and then you come back to where you started from. And make sure that when you do a side bending to the right, that the head does not roll in your interlaced hands. That the nose remains oriented towards the ceiling. And a small movement is fine. Yeah? Notice when you do that, how the right elbow comes down more in the direction of your right foot, while the left elbow moves upwards overhead. And you don't have to lift the left elbow more, just like that, how there is like this connection between the whole shoulder girdle begins to move, the chest moves. And can you sense the movement in your spine? When you think of your spine and this side bending motion. We did this motion like in standing. And how is it now like being on your back with your interlaced hands behind your head? And the next time when you are side bent to the right, stay there for a moment. Just stay there comfortably. And imagine the shape of your spine, of your upper spine. Your chest can give you also a good clue about what happens maybe in the spine. Do you feel a difference between your ribs on the right side and on the left side, that one side feels shortened and the other side more open? And notice with your breathing if you feel a difference in how you take the air in, if the chest gets wider on one side, the ribs may move apart a little bit on one side. And then leave that and bring your arms down, bring your head back, bring your arms down, extend the leg and rest on your back. Notice how the ribs move as you breathe, and the differences in the sides of your chest. Please bend your right leg again and place the right foot on the floor. Keep the left leg long. And let the right knee sink over to the left and then bring it back. And notice when your right knee sinks over to the left, how the pressure underneath your foot shifts underneath the right foot, how the knee moves through space. And can you sense that something happens to your pelvis and to your back? When the knee sinks there, at some point you will feel like that it catches the pelvis, that the pelvis begins to shift, to roll, to move a little bit. And what happens, what do you sense is happening in your back? Do you feel something happens in your lower back? Notice also how you bring the leg back again, how the contact with the floor changes again as you bring the leg back, how certain parts that may have lifted come back to the floor. Do you continue to breathe when the leg sinks? And then leave that and bring your right leg down. Notice the length, the weight, and the volume in both of your legs. Something has happened in your back. And then please bend your right knee again and stand the right foot on the floor and interlace your hands again and place them behind your head. Let your elbows just hang down. Good. Now you start again with a small side bending of your head together with your arms to the right. And as you side bend to the right, you let your right knee sink over to the left. So we are combining the two movements. And go slowly so that you can sense how it goes together, like how this side bending to your right and the movement of the leg to the left, the sinking of the knee to the left, work together. And when the knee comes back up, the head slides back again. And go slowly. Notice what happens here in your sides when you pay attention to the distance between your right shoulder and your right pelvis side and your left shoulder and your left pelvis side. When you side bend and let the knee sink, which side gets long, which side shortens? You can feel that in your ribs. And when you think of your spine, what kind of shape your spine gets into? Yeah, so the ribs cannot move with any movement in the vertebrae, yeah, where the ribs are attached to. So the spine has to do a side bending, but also there's like a element of churning or twisting in there while the leg sinks over. Good. And then leave that and bring your arms down, extend your leg and rest. Notice your sides. Where the spine makes contact with the floor. And very lightly, very gently, roll your head. And notice if the rolling of the head feels the same to each side, or is it easier to one side? Go slowly, not pushing it. And then leave that. And please bend your left knee and stand the left foot on the floor. Interlace your hands in the non-habitual way so that the other thumb is on top. And you have just slide the interlacing by one notch with your fingers. And you place the interlaced hands behind your head again. And this time, slowly begin to side bend your head together with your arms like as one unit to the left, and then you bring it back to where you started from. So it's the other side now. That's right. The right leg remains long. And sense here if the head can, it's kind of like slides, it slides over the floor. The head is being carried there over to the left, and that the head does not roll in your interlaced hands. So it might be a much smaller movement for many of us. And sense what happens here through your back, through your chest. What could you do with your back, with your chest to make it easier? Like to, are there places where you work maybe too hard or still hold on to? Does the right side open while the left side shortens? So we have to learn to let go on the right side, on the chest, so that the left side can contract more fully. And you may feel it like in your ribs, how the ribs shorten on the right side, on the left side, while the right side opens, the space between the ribs increases. And that also shows that something happens here through your spine. Good. And then leave that and bring your arms down, bring your leg down and rest. Please bend your left knee again and stand a foot on the floor and let the left knee sink over to the right and bring it back. Can you feel the weight of the leg doing the work for you? Like the how you can allow the leg to be heavy as it sinks over to the right, and feel this connection to your hip joint, to your pelvis, to your back. Observe how the contact in your back on one side gets lighter, or you may feel parts begin to lift away from the floor, and the other side takes more of the weight there. And notice how the contact changes again when you bring the knee back up again. How it shifts back. So sometimes we can learn more on by paying attention to what happens on the way back. How does the back settle its weight back on the floor when I bring the knee back up again? Now keep your left knee bent and interlace your hands in this non-habitual way. Place them behind your head and add to the sinking of the knee to the right, the side bending to your left. Go slowly, slowly. Feel through your whole self, like how long that right side gets, like when you think of the distance between your elbow and your right heel, what a long distance that is, and between your left elbow and the left heel, how short that is. And coordinate it that when the knee comes back up again, the head comes back, slides back together with the arms. Check in with your breathing, that you are not holding your breath. And when you do this movement, like on a mat that has no friction, it's a little bit, or has a lot of friction, like a yoga mat, it might get a little bit harder to do. So it's some lessons where it's a little bit easier doing it on a carpeted floor, like for the sliding there to happen. Good. And then leave that and bring your arms back down, bring your leg back and take a full rest. Notice the breathing and the movement in the chest, in your back. And gently roll your head. And pay attention to if the quality of how the head rolls now to each side. Now, place one of your palms on your forehead and place the other palm on top of the hand that is already on the forehead so that your elbows are to the side, like hanging to the side there. Now, with the power from your arms and hands, you begin to gently to roll your head left and right, a small movement, making sure that the head is more or less being rolled. You may feel that one elbow comes a little bit closer to the floor when you roll the head there, and the other elbow moves further away from the floor. A gentle movement so that you can pay attention to how far down in your spine do you feel this movement of the head being rolled there. Gentle. Do you continue to breathe? Do you go to the maximum of what you can do, or do you do less? Can you make a smaller, lighter movement? Not as big. And then leave that and bring your arms down. Notice the way the head rests on the floor. Now please interlace your hands again and place them behind your head. This time, lift your elbows forwards. Forwards means in the direction of the ceiling in this case. And now, very slowly and gradually, with the help of your arms and hands, you begin to lift your head away from the floor, and then you bring it back down. And pay close attention to when you lift the head, to how the pressure behind your backside shifts, that there are parts that begin to press more into the floor and other parts that get lighter or lift away from the floor. See that you exhale. So not it's not like powerful lifting with all your might, but bringing attention to what happens here now through your spine. This is like a flexion movement. Feel how you feel that on your backside and on your front side. Do you feel something happening around your sternum? And when you lower the head, you can also lower the elbows for a moment. And then when you lift the head, you can lift the elbows first and then lift the head. So that's right. And notice what happens in your lower back, the lower ribs. Do they take more of the weight? Is there any change in the lower back relative to the floor? Do you continue to breathe? And then leave that and bring your arms down again and rest. Now, please bend both knees again and stand both legs. Interlace your hands and place them behind your head. Let your elbows hang down to the floor. Good. Now, start again with the side bending to the right. And as you side bend to the right with your head and arms together, you let both knees sink to the left. And as you bring your head back, you let both knees come back up again. And feel this movement like the, of a side bend to the right, twisting through your back. So it gets more complex. The spine has to do it's an interesting movement, like the upper part of yourself side bends, while from the lower part of your spine, you initiate like a turning, a rotation there. And can you feel how the shape of your back changes, how your chest changes, like the ribs, where they shorten, where they lengthen, how they come back? Now, can you do that movement to the other side, like so that the knees sink to the right while you side bend to the left with your head? And to discover here, don't make a big attempt like to bring the knees close to the floor. It's not important. But finding this coordination through your whole self and paying attention, where is movement happening in the spine? Are there areas, when you think of the entire length of your spine from your head down to your tailbone, that you could invite in your intention, like that you bring attention to the parts that don't move as much, that you start sinking into those areas. So side bending to the left as the knees sink to the right. Good. And then leave that and bring your arms down, bring your legs down and rest. Please interlace your hands again and place them behind your head. Keep the legs long. And side bend from the head and arms to the right. A small movement, small movement. Stay side bended to the right. When you are to the right, then lift both elbows forwards in the direction of the ceiling. And now slowly begin to lift your head with the help of your arms. And as you lift it, you direct the lifted head back to the center. And then you lower the head and you lower the elbows down to the floor. And then you start again with the side bending to the left, with the arms, or to the right, with the arms down. Then lifting the elbows when you side bend it. And it's a small movement, but notice when you lift the head and when you direct the head more towards your center, lift it, how that shifts in your back and your spine. And then you lower the head, you lower the elbows, and you find this movement. Like, so it's a side bending movement and it's a flexion movement. Like, so when we are side bending and then we lift, so something needs to happen in our upper spine, in the chest there, in the ribs. And it's not important that you do a side bending very far to the right, but that you find it's like the, it's the head is being carried through space. Notice it's like almost like an arc type of movement there over. Good. And then leave that. Bring your arms down and rest. Notice if there are parts in your chest that are clearer. This is also reflected in your breathing. And then interlace your hands in the non-habitual way. Place them behind your head so that the elbows are down. And then you begin to explore the other side. So side bending to the left. Then when you are side bended to the left, you lift your elbows. You lift your head with the help of the arms. You carry that head back to your center, and then you lower the head together with the elbows down to the floor. Good. And go slowly. Notice how your chest gets softer. Can you really feel the weight of your head in your hands as you bring it over? How the contact on the backside shifts there as you side bend, and then as you begin to lift, and in the lifting of the head to the middle, how it shifts relative to the floor, the support you are getting there. And then leave that and bring your arms down again and rest. Now please bend both legs and stand them about shoulder width apart. Interlace your hands and place them behind your head and let your elbow sink down to the floor. Now, listen to the instructions first. Don't do the movement right away. I'm going to put these things together now. Okay. So I want you now to start with a side bending of your head to the right while the knees sink to the left. When you are side bended to the right, you begin to lift your elbows and you begin to lift your head together with you lift your head with the help of your arms back to the center. And as you do that, you bring your knees back up. So the knees are up and the head is up in your center, and then you lower the head and you lower the elbows. So let's do that slowly. So side bend to the right as the knees sink to the left. Now when you're on the side, you lift your elbows towards the ceiling. And now as you begin to lift your head and direct the head, the lifted head back to your center, you bring your knees back up again. And then when the knees back up and your head is up over your center, you lower the head, you lower the elbows. And then start again, first to the right, so that you become more aware. So again, like so, as you side bend to the right, your knees sink, and you lift the head, your head like makes this movement like an arc type of movement to the center as the knees come back up again. And then you end up that the knees are up and the head is lifted with your interlaced hands, and then you lower the head, you lower the elbows again, slowly. And notice the movement in your chest, in your ribs, in your spine. What a complex movement that is. It brings in all these things that we have worked on, all these lessons before. Good. And then leave that and bring your arms down, bring your legs down, rest. Feel yourself now. And then please bend both knees and interlace your hands in the non-habitual way. Place them behind your head, the interlaced hands. And now to the other side. So you are side bending to the left as the knees sink to the right. And then when you're on the side bended, you lift the elbows first, and then your arms and hands are carrying the head to the center as the knees comes up again. Then you lower the head and the elbows slowly. How is it on this side with this unhabitual interlacing? Sense the movement and also in relationship to the floor, in which parts are making contact with the floor, how that changes and shifts as you move. Do you continue to breathe, or do you hold your breath at any point? And the size is not important, but the coordination is something we really want to focus on or become clearer about. Good. And then leave that and bring your arms down, bring your legs down, rest. Gently roll your head and then interlace your hands and place them behind your head, bend both knees, Stand them about shoulder width apart. And now you begin to alternate. You can start to whichever side you're putting them together, like to which side do you prefer? So as you side bend, the knees sink. When you lift the head and bring it back to the center, the knees come back to the center and up. All right. So let me repeat. I see some of you. So when you have your hands interlaced behind your head, let's start to the right side. It's side bending to the right while the knees sink to the left. The knees sink to the left. Then you lift your right elbow, you lift your elbows up towards the ceiling. And with the help of your arms and hands, you lift the head, you direct it more to the center as the knees come back up. And then you lower the head and the arms come down. Then you pause, you rest a moment. And when you're ready, you side bend to the left as the knees sink to the right. You lift the elbows towards the ceiling. You lift the head with the help of your arms and hands as the knees come back up again. And then you lower the head, you lower the elbows. And you go gradually, being curious, like how what kind of shape your back gets into, what kind of movement, how demands are they are on the spine. How do you breathe as you do this? Good. And then leave that and bring your arms down. Bring your legs down and rest. Please bend both knees and stand the legs, stand the feet on the floor. Interlace your hands and place them behind your head again. And bring your knees closer to your chest. So the feet are in the air, the feet are actually just hanging, the lower legs are just hanging. They have the knees a little bit apart, not closely tied together. And now start to do a side bending motion with the head, like what you did before, like with the help of the arms to the right and left. Go from side to side. And notice what you feel here through your back, through your chest. Does the pelvis move a little bit? Does maybe the knees move a little bit? Maybe the feet move through space too. And do it a little bit lighter and quicker. And smaller in size, just like, and notice what kind of shape that happens, like in your spine, like it's like a wiggle movement, like almost like a snake type of motion there. Can you feel how your spine moves? Smaller and a little bit lighter. If you feel your legs get heavy, you can bring them down for a moment and rest. Good. Gentle. Good. And then leave that. Bring your arms down. Bring your legs down, take a full rest. And notice now how much of your back is resting on the floor. You think of your spine, the length of your spine, and your breathing. How much movement is there in your chest? And then slowly roll yourself over to one side and get yourself up to sit and slowly get yourself all the way up into standing. Take your time to get there. Now, when you stand, notice how you stand and how you feel your feet, the contact that your feet are making with the floor, the pressure underneath your feet, how is that distributed, how you feel your legs, your pelvis, your spine, and the positioning of your head, top of the spine. Notice your balance. And remember, we started the lesson being in standing, that we did a gentle, small tilting of the head to one side, a small movement, and then bring it back, and then go to the same side a couple of times and sense what happens now through yourself. When the head tilts to the side, is there something that you can feel through your back? Is your pelvis moving anywhere? Is there any change in the pressure underneath your feet? So you have to have the feet slightly apart, like about hip width apart, yeah? And then go to the other side, let the head tilt to the other side or from the head. Think of what happens here through my spine when the top of the head moves to one side, how it affects my whole back. Then you can go from side to side in a small movement. Good. And then leave that and begin to walk and feel how it is to walk. How has this lesson affected the way how you walk? Good.